Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
What up, folks? Lost Zane Recordings. Free view. Yes, done. Just as I was getting ready to leave for vacation from the back alley. Nope. From the Baldwin Ace Hardware. Fear Bunker Studio. Ooh. We almost had to bash the Zenith there. Did you hear that? Sounded kind of funky. Hopefully that will happen, because I know some of you will just laugh your asses off at that. Okay. Anyway, this is what's up. The Great Zaniac Exodus of 2022. The Great Zaniac Exodus of 2022 continues. Patreon dropping like a stone. People are sick and tired of me. We are done with you, Eric Zane. So there you go. I got to fill those spots. So I'm working extra hard to put the word out about the Patreon. For your $5 or $10 donation, I will give you 15 plus hours of content each and every week. That includes the Lost Zane Recordings, the Daily Patreon Bonus Podcast, the Ben and Eric Patreon Podcast, Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer Trivia, and the Insane Asylum. Put a lot of time and energy into it. I would love you to be part of it. The Patreon helps keep the lights on, helps keep the puppy dogs fed. So thank you, thank you, thank you. If you've contributed in the past, even if you now wish I was dead. And that is a large number of people. The ever-increasing list of Eric Zane Show podcast dissatisfied customers. Oh, my God. And, you know, honestly, it's not because of the content. It's because they just want to kick my dick in. That's what it all boils down to. A good, solid dick kicking is all they want to do. So I'm getting kicked in the dick left and right. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. I hope you enjoy this free view of the Lost Zane Recordings.
I'm just 17 today with periodic snow on and off. 13 outside right now with the wind. It feels like -1. The beginning of yet another Eric Zane show. Strangely enough, last one of the week. Flying out today, Florida, for the AT Children's Project Disney Marathon Weekend. Julius is here. Hey, buddy.
Good morning.
Ben is here as well. Ben, what's happening?
Not much.
Fired up? Ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I am pumped, man. A lot of stuff to get to today. We got some Griffins tickets we'll give away later on. Deer Meathead happens. If you have any last-minute entries for Deer Meathead, send them in. Eric@ericzancho.com. Red Wings finished up a late game last night, and they didn't score a goal.
They have a new secret weapon. They put Steve Ott on the power play.
They did.
They did. They're running him out. Literally trying everything.
That's bad.
Except not playing bad players. They asked Shahan about his goal drought. I didn't know it could be considered a drought if you haven't scored a goal yet. I think that's just called being bad.
Right.
It's like a Teletubby.
Tough to argue with. Griffin's winners last night, 6-5.
That looked like a fun game.
Goal after goal after goal.
No wonder you're tired. Announcing so many goals.
Yeah, and it seems like every time we'd score, they would score right after it. So it was in question the whole game. Late in the game, it's 6-5. And we're like 3-4 minutes to go in the game. There's a penalty called against Iowa. And skating towards the penalty box is Teemu Pulkkinen.
Uh-oh.
Former Griff, former Red Wing. He gets in there, and I look at him and go, "Teemu, what are you doing in here?" And he responds with, well, if he weren't swearing and just wanted to rhyme, he would say, "Duck me!" But he yelled out, "F me!" I go, "Yeah." I go, "Okay."
It would be funny if you had your finger on the button.
Yeah, and it just bleeds through, booms out over this. And there was a lot of people there last night. It was a winning Wednesday. So we had like 8,500 people that were there. And Pulkkinen looks around, and he's like, "My gosh, you guys have so many people that come to the games." And he's seen it himself. Obviously, he's played here. He says, "Look at this. It's a Wednesday night, and it's packed. It's almost full." I go, "Yeah, yeah." He goes, "In Des Moines, doesn't matter. Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, 2,000 people."
Are you telling me people in Iowa don't like hockey? It's shocking.
That's what he's saying. Yeah.
Goal and an assist last night for him? That's nice.
Yeah, he did. You know who's really doing well for the Griffins is this Tomáš Nosek.
2 goals and an assist.
Previous game, 2 goals and an assist.
Oh, wow.
So he's lighting it up. Griffins winners again at home. They have games Friday and Saturday. It was about yesterday at, about 3 o'clock. I went, "Wait a minute. I'm going to be gone this weekend. Have I informed my bosses at the Griffins that I won't be there?" "I don't know." Phone call. "Phil." "Yeah." "Hey, and I didn't even know we had games this weekend. I go, "Hey, have I told you I'm going to be out of town this weekend?" Silence. I go, "Oh, no, I haven't." And he's like, "No." I go, "Yeah, man, I'm telling you, I won't be in town this weekend." "Are there games this weekend?"
"2.
He goes, "Yes, we have 2, Friday and Saturday. Saturday's superhero night. We really needed you." And I go,
Captain Big Nose.
I can't be there. So that was a little weird.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, it was embarrassing.
Because then you don't have another one until January 20th. Nice long road trip for the Griffins.
What day of the week is that fall on? 20th?
Friday.
Okay. And so the next winning Wednesday game is the 25th. So hopefully those fans will come out. There's a lot to get to today, including a guy in the next segment who lost his car for 6 months. Have you ever lost your car in a parking structure or at an airport or anything?
What's considered lost? Not for like an extended period of time. No more than like 2 minutes.
Okay.
Why, have you?
I did, actually. I'll tell you about that in a little bit. This guy, the amount of time he lost his was remarkable. And yeah, I think he just gave up on it. We talked on the air about how gone is a possibility. It's very slim that if you'll hear Dave Murray's voice boom in with, "Brought to you by Jimmy John's," because he put something in place that makes that nearly impossible now. However, I guess it could happen if we really talked for extended time about something. Pellerito cleaned out the cupboard at home from all the times that those commercials would interrupt us in the middle of the show. This would be the final installment of the Eric Zane Show oops montage. Because I told him it's just not going to happen anymore. You guys have made it so that it's idiot proof, which is a good thing. In the past 3 games, they've outscored their opponents.
Brought to you by Account Tips.
That's terrible. I wonder if he called the guy and they... For God's sake.
It was actually the drunk guy who pushed me. He was like, "Yeah, we got to shoot these people."
Brought to you by Cole.
Brought to you by...
There's a dude who's set up a GoFundMe
Brought to you by accountants.
It's brought to you by.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Brought to you by the Mission.
Oh, for God's sake. Fake. Song number 9.
It's sacrilegious. Brought to you by Subway. Subway. Wednesday is Turkey Breast.
Freaking Dave Murray wrecked the whole damn thing.
Yeah, Dave
Murray. I'm not talking like exotic.
Shoes. By Verizon.
All right. Finally, only 6% of people say that the most important thing about a present is how much the person spent.
Brands is helping you make someone's holidays
and
even brighter.
That reminds
me. Gift card offer.
Brands can give you a great gift card.
$20 in Brands gift card.
You just sound like the type of guy who will use this and something magnificent will come out of it.
Yeah, you could look at my medical record. Even
we're brought
just,
to you by Panera Bread.
Joke about now, but you look at it now, I mean, there's.
Jack! There's a boy, Jack!
Brought to you by.
Terrible timing!
You can be someone else's eyes when they
brought to you by Subway.
Really what's around when you stuff like that.
I say he's lying now.
There you go.
This is crap.
Everyone's hopes and dreams have been crushed because Santa is a liar.
Brought to you by Jimmy John's. Having trouble deciding what to buy for those hard to buy.
Hey, good morning, Eric.
Good morning, buddy.
My New Year's resolution, probably play more basketball.
Brought to you by.
I think it was like 7.9 minutes or seconds or something.
Brought to you by Hum. By Verizon.
It was, amazing.
Oh, my God.
That's real.
That's heroin, real. Holy crap.
He was smart, though, in removing himself from the situation.
My God. Well,
brought to you by Sam's Club.
Heroin brought to you by Sam's Club.
You can breathe. You can blink. You can cry. Hell, you're all going to be doing that.
Brought to you by Subway. Come into Subway this Thursday, November 3rd, and get a free sub when you buy any.
Of course.
You would think they were intentional, how perfect they were.
Well, that Titanic one was just incredible.
Jack! There's a boat, Jack.
There's a boat, Jack. Brought to you by...
terrible timing. 1-800-785-1073. That's how you reach us. Email the show, Eric at ericzaneshow.com. Yesterday in the news, there was a couple of... a national story and a local story. First of all, Macy's is closing 68 of their...
Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Stores.
Was this a surprise or did everyone know about it?
It's the first I've heard of it. And 10,000 jobs, gone. I think the Battle Creek one is going to close, but I don't think the one at Rivertown is going to close. But
or Woodland.
Oh, okay.
Those are staying safe, but they are closing the Sears at Woodland.
Yes, that's the other thing. The Sears store is done now.
I didn't know Sears was still even a thing, really.
Dude, you know, and this all comes down to just people buy it on Amazon. Yeah. They buy online. It's survival of the fittest. This is how it works.
None of these industries adapted. We know. We're in radio.
They tried to. I mean, you can buy things online at Macy's and at Sears, but
they have to make it more worth your time.
I don't. And
on Amazon, not only do you get it cheaper, if you have Prime, you get free shipping. What's the point?
So
you get two-day shipping.
It's tough.
Are you kidding? Two shipping, quick.
So that's that. I mean, it's brick and mortar businesses. A lot of times they struggle because of that. You talk about radio adapting. Radio has tried to adapt and amazingly still has survived, even though the adaption attempts haven't really caught on. There have been many times that I remember when XM was getting started, and I knew a couple of guys who were going to work for XM, and they were like, "Yeah, you guys are dead.
I'm death nail.
Sinking ship is radio.
Here's the dagger."
And I was a little bit worried about that, but then it never, I don't know. And then the satellites started falling out of the sky.
Is that what happened?
No, but
it wouldn't surprise me with what a debacle that was. But first of all, no one wants to pay for radio. Second, what you got wasn't worth the money for the most part. You got Howard Stern. That's cool. But
Howard survived. I mean, and has done very well with paying for his show.
But he's the only one who really made it. There are a lot of other people on there, like Opie and Anthony are on there, no?
Yeah, well, XM, and then...
Or whatever that show is called now.
Yeah, it's weird because it was Opie and Anthony, and then they broke up, and then...
Norton came in.
Yeah.
And now, didn't they split up too?
They did.
Who
Opie's on in the morning, and Norton's on in the afternoon. Separate shows. Is that wrong? Norton is on in the morning?
Yeah, it's Norton and Sam Roberts in the morning, and then Opie is on like same time as Huge, 3 to 7.
Okay.
Guess how much Howard Stern makes in a year?
Well,
what's his salary?
I remember the first contract he signed was $100 million a year.
Oh, okay. It says he estimate $90 million a year, up from $80 million.
Okay.
He signed this last year.
Well, I don't know if
that's crazy.
What changed or why it went down, but I think a lot of that. I think when he gets $100 million, I think he has to pay out show members and things like that too. But still,
oh,
come on. And then
he's never going to retire.
I remember.
Why would you?
Radio went the route of HD radio.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that? Do you remember that when they would like you turn on the radio and then say, okay, like during the commercial breaks, you'd hear radio in HD, and they
you know, one of the things that made it unique was they, you then could add other stations. Like there would be a 107.3 one.
Yeah.
107.
That's like the main one, and HD2,
yes.
HD3, some had HD4.
So these radio stations went the route of, okay, now we can, okay, let's say we have a rock station on the one frequency. Now we have HD2, and we can add more rock.
Yeah.
And then, but the thing they learned is that they had no one actually in the building to run those radio stations.
Or people to pick up those radio stations. They didn't have like HD radio. You needed to have like an HD radio. So you couldn't just pick it up in your car.
Yes, you had to get an HD radio. And so then, finally abandoned that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's still there.
It's still around. There's a sports station in D.C., and their HD2 is like a simulcast of the New York CBS radio station. And then another one is like just the CBS sports radio.
I know the Riff in Detroit has HD, has an HD offshoot signal that people actually do listen to. But
well, what do they have on it? Classical music?
It's I think it's more of a local angle on rock music or something like that.
Riff 2.
Yes, that's what it is. Riff 2. So, you know, and then at the end of the day, though, it's still the bread and butter is get in your car, turn on the radio, and it's there. So they tried to reinvent the wheel, but nothing really came of it. But
they're like, we have a great idea. Let's make it so our main frequency is the best thing.
And,
okay.
And then when I was across the street in my past life, when that company took over, they walked in and said, do you remember this? How they said, okay, our goal no longer is radio. Our goal is online coupon sales or something ridiculous like that. And you had to, they wanted the lion's share of the revenue to come from like when you go to a website and you click on a video and there's like a commercial,
mm-hmm.
that became their bread and butter. And if you ever had like tickets to give away, you had to do it like, okay, we got a pair of tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters. What we need you to do is go to the website and sign up for to be a member of our Perks Club. And then if you get an email and then you hear your name mentioned and then you run around the building three times and then you call in and then you go back to the website, then you win the tickets. This really weirdo, convoluted way of doing it. And everyone's like wrinkling up their face going, what the hell just happened? What have we gotten ourselves into here? Man. In just a few short minutes, who's lost their car the longest? I don't think anyone more than this guy. I've done this at an airport. We'll tell you about it coming up at 6:23. And if anyone asks you who you listen to, tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. My free view of the Lost Zane recordings. For the full show, go to patreon.com/Eric Zane. $5 or $10 a month. Just try it out for 1 month. And if it sucks, you cancel it. It's easy to do. I'm learning that quite quickly. Then if you do like it, you can let it ride or convert it to a yearly, and I will knock 10% off of the price. Okay, folks, thanks for the time. Regardless, take care.